Chapter 2. I am writing these memories in the little that remains of the library that belonged to my parents, and whose shelves are about to collapse as a result of the patience of bookworms. When all is said and done, for what I still have left to do in this world, I'd be satisfied with my many kinds of dictionaries. The first two series of the Episodios Nacionales by Don Benito Pérez Galdós, and The Magic Mountain, which taught me to understand my mother's moods, distorted by consumption. Unlike the rest of the furniture, and unlike me, the large table on which I am writing seems to grow healthier with the passage of time, because my paternal grandfather, a ship's carpenter, fashioned it from noble woods. Even when I don't have to write, I arrange it every morning with the pointless rigor that has made me lose so many lovers. Within reach, I have the books that are my accomplices. The two volumes of the Primer Diccionario Ilustrado of the Royal Academy, dated 1903, The Tesoro de la Lengua Castellana o Española of Don Sebastián de Covarrubias, Don Andrés Bello's Grammar, essential in the event I have a semantic question, the innovative Diccionario Ideológico de Don Julio Casares, in particular for its antonyms and synonyms, the Vocabulario de la Lengua Italiana by Nicola Zingarelli, to help me with my mother's language, which I learned in the cradle, and a Latin dictionary, since it is the mother of the other two, I consider.